This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
Slugging, vampire facial, biohacking.
Getting in the atmosphere. Generally, it's clearing out the negative energy from the world around you and your aura.
Kick will change, punch.
Shimmy,
punch.
Stop whinging at me and Anton.
We are their conduit, of which they can.
And then I got a nickname after that.
Which was... Hello, my loves, and welcome to another episode of Judgmental. Now, tell me, my love, what have you been judging this week?
I have been judging myself.
I was going to say exactly the same thing.
What?
I was going to say the same thing.
Why?
Tell me why first.
Well, I've been judging what I eat. I've been judging how limited my time is for the gym and so forth, because I want to get... you know, healthy and gorgeous. And at the moment, I can only go to the gym once a week. And that's not enough. I need rest and relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been judging the way I operate my life. It's huge.
Have you been having a reset?
Well, yes, but I think it's because I'm spending like 4 to 5 hours in a car on the journey, you know, to a gig, and then 4 or 5 hours back. And I've had a lot of time to think about
dangerous.
Myself, about life,
wow.
About you.
Oh,
how's that? You often crossed my mind.
Thank you very much.
It wasn't a long journey. But
what about you? Stimulated because you thought of me.
Yeah,
you
no, see, I was just like sort that. Of trying to put my life in order.
Right.
You know, and I've had time to think about that and to achieve the goals I want to achieve. Like going to the gym. So
yes.
I joined a gym and I go now on my day off.
Well done.
And I find it really relaxing.
Good.
Because it ends with a lovely massage.
Okay.
And then...
Sounds like a spa to me, less like a gym.
No, it's a proper sports massage. I mean, hurts.
Oh, right.
I mean, I can't move the next day.
No.
But it's great. It's fantastic. So I'm trying to do things for myself and to remind myself that... I do have a life, but it's not just touring, you know, because
yeah.
I think touring can really play havoc, you know, with your mind. So I think it's good to maintain certain standards,
I completely agree.
And quality of life. What about you?
It's interesting because we haven't spoken about this before. Everyone at home might think we talked about this before we came on air, but we haven't spoken to each other about this. And I was thinking exactly the same thing, sort of judging me. I did a show recently and at the wonderful Ronnie Scott's.
Oh.
And it was brilliant. I loved every second of performing at Ronnie Scott's. And I mentioned this to you recently as well. My sort of not love affair with lyrics. And it was great. The show went wonderfully. The audience were fabulous. We all had a great time. The band sounded great. My relationship with lyrics is getting worse. I completely forgot the lyrics to a song. It's ridiculously bad. I mean, we made light of it and had some fun with it, with the audience. They were very good and very onside. And I ended up getting a phone out and reading the lyrics. But it was... disaster, to coin a phrase from you, but it was fun. So I was disappointed, although we sort of owned it in the modern vernacular and we had some fun with it and it became part of the show and it was fun and fine. internally and secretly, I was really annoyed at myself. And I was really disappointed in myself. So, yeah, that was really, really irritating.
Mm.
Didn't spoil the enjoyment of the audience, I don't think. I think they enjoyed the fact that really I messed up the lyrics and we had to start again. But internally, yeah, not thrilled with myself. Now, that's always my sort of nightmare scenario. What's your biggest nightmare scenario on stage?
My biggest on-stage dilemma was when I got stage fright.
I can't even imagine you having stage fright.
It was awful. It was truly...
Was it debilitating?
I couldn't speak. I was just left there with egg on my face. No. I could not speak.
Was it a dramatic piece or were you doing a song?
No. I was asking a question. All I had to do was ask a simple question to another actor.
What was the show?
It was the Danny LaRue show. And I had to ask Danny, how many husbands have you had as a feed line?
You asked actual Danny LaRue?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It's part of the act.
Yeah, yeah, I know. But
I got stage fright. And every time I walked on stage, I couldn't speak. It was awful. And it's a real thing. It is a true and real thing.
I've heard.
And that happened to me for 2 weeks. I literally wrote the line on a board off the stage. I walked off the stage. I read it in my head. I walked on to say it and I couldn't say it. It was the bizarrest thing.
Did you just blank or you couldn't get the words out? There was nothing there?
There was not a thought in my head.
And that's all you had?
It was stage fright. You've obviously never had it.
No, but I've heard of it, but I've never. It's awful.
It's it's where your mind goes completely blank. That's probably the one singular thing that terrified me.
Wow.
And still does to this date.
Do you have this thing, certainly, you know, and once you get right, I know you've been doing your show for a while now, so you're into it and stuff, but do you, at the early part of the run, do you, the lyrics cause you any problems? Do you have any?
No, well, I think you've got the onset of dementia. That not remembering any lyrics is a sign of that, darling.
So I was hoping it wasn't that.
I would go and get evaluated if I were you. What I have suggested, create a story in your mind. I did.
I did all that. I know you've given me some coaching on it.
Here's some more valuable advice, if you'll only listen.
I do.
Put actions to it, like children do.
Oh, brilliant.
No, I'm not. I'm being serious. Stage yourself, because that will then remind you. It's true.
I will.
It is true.
That's a good idea. Actually.
If you're talking about the stars, gesticulate the stars, and that will remind you. Because you're a dancer, you will remember the body stuff, and then the lyric will come.
Follow the body stuff. Yeah,
with what you're doing. I mean, it's the same as learning lines in a play. Oh, this is where I pick up the teacup and say. Oh, this is where I eat the cake and say. So you can move around the stage to specific areas and that triggers the thought and triggers the memory of the line. And that is being totally honest.
That's good advice. I shall take that on board.
So stage yourself a little bit more. And it will remind you to sing about the stars if you're looking at them and seeing them, or it'll remind you to sing about a loved one. Do you see what I just did there?
Yeah, I saw that.
I put my hand to my heart.
All right.
And
some people don't think he's got one. It's interesting where you put your hands.
I hope that advice helps.
That's brilliant. Yes. No, thank you. Genuinely, thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, we're continuing to talk about health and wellness, and I'm interested to know when you felt that you were in your peak of fitness?
When I was stripping.
What, in the dressing room before we came on, you mean?
No.
Oh.
No, when I was stripping.
Oh.
I was in a play.
Ah.
Called Starkers.
Sure.
This was the last show I did in 1988.
Where did you do it?
I was 23.
Right.
And I was gymming 6 days a week and on were a very high protein diet. Well, I had to be. I was naked in the show, Anton.
Were you ripped?
Yes.
Were you like, oof?
Yes, I was ripped.
Well done.
I'm telling you, when I was in peak condition,
yes.
And that was it. So essentially, I was a stripper. But you see, later, if you'd let me finish my story.
I have to tell you, this is always lovely for me because I sit here and I look at you and I know you as I do and I know all these things about you. And then suddenly you go, oh, yes, when I was a stripper. And I go, sorry? Man. And what about this for full circle? You've done a naked calendar for your charity.
I did, for prostate cancer. And
how about that?
And Kingscliff Heritage, yeah, to raise money. It was good. We actually raised £7,000.
Were you in as good a shape when you did the calendar as you were when you did Starkers?
No, darling, I did that at 60. When I was in Starkers, I was working out considerably more. And I know that I will never get that body back.
Well, you're not 24 anymore, are you, Tim?
No, exactly. And that's why I think you should go and get tested for dementia. Early onset.
I haven't forgotten you're not 24. Well, that is amazing. That's fascinating. Brilliant. Well, let's get on with the pod proper, shall we?
Coming up as ever, the gold standard, where our resident gorgeous butler brings us secret golden envelopes, my love, to spark our conversations. Judgy much, our quickfire judging round. And later in the show, we'll be responding to one of your juicy confessions. That's right. Judging me, judging you. We love that bit.
Hello, radiant souls.
Welcome to today's wellness alignment session.
Present, Anton Dubek, holistic glow advocate.
Craig Revel Horwood, chief officer of Unrealistic Expectations.
Today's discussion centres around the booming world of health and beauty trends that absolutely nobody asked for. Yet somehow, everyone is drinking, freezing, steaming, or injecting.
Topics include, but are not limited to,
green powders that taste like lawn clippings, but promise spiritual rebirth.
Morning routines requiring the emotional resilience of an Olympian.
And the people who plunge themselves into ice baths before sunrays in the name of clarity.
Results are unverified. Delusion remains premium grade.
Welcome to Judgmental.
Darling, it's time for the gold standard.
I bring the gold.
And of course, I bring the standards.
Now, you should know how it goes by now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Butler. Marvellous. Marvellous.
It's exciting.
Marvellous.
This week, it's all things health and wellness.
Should we dive in?
Indeed. I can't wait.
You go first.
Okay. I'm going to go close.
Go on then. I did it when you stretch.
Oh, I like a bit of a stretch too. That's, it's all good for health and wellness.
Nice.
Oh, you have a voice note. Butler!
Hello.
Hi, Anton. Hi, Craig. It's Nathan here. I was just looking for some advice. I've just moved to a new area and I've joined the gym and I've started going to the boxing class, which is a first for me. But I'm having a dilemma because the instructor's really lovely, but the music choice and the music that they play is terrible. And it really takes me out of the zone. It's really bad. So I'm just wondering what I should do. If you've got any advice, I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nathan.
Wear earphones.
In the boxing class. You can't wear earphones in the boxing class.
Why can't you have one in and one out?
Other than the fact you look like a weirdo.
Yeah, but hang on. Is he boxing to music?
Yeah.
Like kickball change, step, punch, kickball change, step, punch.
He could do a kickball change, step, punch. I think that would be... Do you know what?
It's the queen of the fight. Punch, punch.
Queen of the fight. She's taking a whole different sort of strand to Rocky III. Priscilla.
I think. What's he going to do? Change the class? Get with an instructor?
Yeah, change the music. Yeah, it depends on his music choices. I mean, if he suddenly does go a bit of ABBA or something,
I'd be in.
Yeah, count me in.
Do you hear my punch, Fernando? Boom, boom, boom.
I love the way you doubled up the tacit on that. That's excellent.
I'm very musical.
He's a tremendous musical. Flick will change, punch. Flick will change, punch. I love
kick
that.
Will change, kick will change. Dig kick. To China, dig to China, dig to China. Punch, punch.
Dig to China.
That's a step.
They're called the dig to China.
Yeah. Dig to China, dig to China.
Is that
dig.
A Charleston step?
Well,
it's a sort of a tap step, isn't it? Nathan, we digress. Yes, I would suggest you tell them that the music's no good, but you...
Complaint. Written complaint. Write your complaint down. Give that to the manager or whoever's on.
What I think we need to know really is what music are they playing and what music he would like to listen to.
Well, he obviously doesn't like it. He thinks it's terrible.
He thinks it's terrible.
So the only way you're going to change your opinion on that is if you speak to your instructor.
Maybe you'd like...
Look, instructor.
Come on.
Your music's shit, all right? Can I suggest something? You know, thing...
Maybe Bach cello concerto.
Then give him a playlist that you would like to do.
Maybe Springtime by Vivaldi.
And then also take it to the vote. Take it to the vote. You're not the only one in the class, you know.
Yeah.
Don't be so sodding selfish. You're not the only person there
today.
Trying to box. If you don't like the music, piss off. Go to another one. I mean, Nathan, sorry, mate. No, get an All-Australian now.
You're an All-Australian, eh?
No, it's really prickling my back. Because it's...
You are, aren't you?
I think that's just selfish. If you don't like it, go somewhere else.
No, fair enough.
Or put in a complaint.
Yeah.
But stop whinging at me and Anton for your bad decisions.
We are their conduit of which they can.
Oh, we did say, actually, that we're going to be kind and nice.
You did say kind.
Sorry.
So
Nathan,
nice.
Just send a smart little letter to them and just... Ask,
dear sir, to whomever it may concern,
the music is not entirely to my liking. I was just wondering if perhaps...
I don't feel any sort of inclination to punch somebody in the face.
Do you think we could have a bit more Barbara Streisand? A bit more
to
Judy
memory
Garland.
From Cats.
A bit more Elaine Page in the boxing class. That's a face you might want to... Mm-hmm. You have to think of someone... Just imagine, I think if you Nathan, if you just imagine, next time you're in the class, pick a lyric out and imagine a face, you know, that will help you inform the music.
What I want to see is a line of boxers going, kick will change, punch. That's what I want to see. We should get that in our next boxing class.
Have you ever done one?
Yeah, I used to be a boxer. Used to be a boxing.
You didn't.
Used to be.
Come on,
club.
Show me your set up fists. I want to see them.
This is Southpaw. This is a Southpaw stance with right arm lead. This is orthodox lead. Southpaw, orthodox.
Why were you boxing?
I loved boxing growing up. Boxing, I loved. I sort of followed boxing in the heyday of boxing, like the 80s. That was beautiful. The welterweights and the middleweights and the heavyweights were quite good. And then Mike Tyson came along and cleared up the heavyweight division. But in those days, we had those wonderful...
Shorts.
I love a short short.
Yeah, I like a short short. But I don't like those big flary ones.
No, I don't. And people who wear tassels on their shorts never do very well, I've noticed. On their boots, certainly. Yeah. They wear tassel fringing. Anybody who wears fringing on their boots, I always think he's a step too far. And I rarely see anybody, and I don't know whether this is a thing, really see anybody, the flashier boxers, invariably get their face punched in when they've got a tassel on their boot or a fringe on their boots.
I think Nathan should try kickboxing. You get better music with kickboxing.
Do you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Because the moves are a bit different.
Oh, they are?
Mm.
Yeah. Use the leg and do a nice high kick.
Yeah, you do nice developé it round.
I think that's what it is. Lift the knee.
Into
you must take it from the knee. Lift the knee. Knee extend, Nathan. Knee extend. Don't just swish up from the foot.
But, Nathan, do something about it.
Yeah. fundamentally,
you know, complaining to us is not going to help the situation.
Well, in many ways, it might do, but
oh, I think
we won't change the music, but we will help him in other ways.
Is there anything else to say, Nathan? Anything else? What's in that tea?
Are you nodding off?
No, I've had too many bacon tarts.
Right, here we go. I'm going to do. I've got nothing else to say.
Hey, I'm surprised at you.
I've had.
You normally chew the tops off each one of those and then leave the remains.
But I've had some Swiss roll. Are you gonna? I'm gonna have a bacon tart before we leave. I'm gonna guarantee you of that. And a French fancy. I'm gonna have the lemon French fancy.
We're not leaving until we've finished that entire plate each. And then we're going to go with Nathan.
To the boxing
club. And sort his music out.
Kick, to the boxing change, club. Kick, we'll change. Punch. Love that.
Shimmy.
Shimmy.
Punch. 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 Punch.
Go on.
Come on, Nathan.
Have I 6, 7, 8. Kick, we'll change. Kick, we'll change. Punch.
We'll change.
A shimmy. Kick, a shimmy. A shimmy, 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 shimmy. Love that.
Yeah, come
punch.
On.
Punch. Right, Nathan, thank you. Here we go. Let's have a look at this gold envelope.
Ooh, I love a bit of gold. I'm thinking about painting my kitchen gold.
You should do.
Sorry.
No, you should do. Much better than stainless steel.
Don't yeah, do that. That's what I was thinking.
No, I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can have like, all the brushed, splashbacks.
Brushed gold.
Brushed gold.
Everything brushed gold. Just like these envelopes.
Yeah.
They've inspired me. Read it.
Group exercise.
Oh, now you're talking.
How do you feel about group exercises?
I love it because I like showing off because I'm always better than everyone else. Kick, high. Splits, low.
Look at all those. Look at all those through the roof.
Yeah, and look at all the ghastlies behind me in the mirror. Can't do it. It's fabulous, isn't it?
Collective motivation or public humiliation. What do you reckon? You love it though, don't you?
Public humiliation, that's what life is. That's what life is all about.
It is really, isn't it?
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, I came back from the Easter break and my PE teacher, because I'd eaten a lot of chocolate.
No.
I was quite a porky kid.
Never.
And when I came back from the break, my PE teacher said, Craig, you put on so much weight. I'm going to use you as an example. And you will take your shirt off in front of the class.
Could you imagine doing that?
And
now?
You will run around the oval.
No!
In front of the class so they all watched.
No!
I did it. And then I got a nickname after that.
Which was?
Tits. You can't.
No, I was laughing. I was coughing.
You can't laugh.
No, sorry, I've got a cough. I've got consumption.
My little boys were pendulous. Oh, anyway, well, that's why I started dancing. Because I said to my friend Amanda, I complained about my weight, and she said, oh, I go down to these classes,
I went to exercise classes. Amanda, and she said, why don't you dance? And you went,
no, she didn't say that. She said, come to these exercise classes. They're like Jane Fonda workouts. But it happened to be a jazz ballet class. And that's when I fell in love with dance. And that's when I became tall, thin, ripped, I'm ready for action.
Did you go back to that teacher and went, I'll show you? Did you get, actually, in all seriousness, that is an amazing story, actually.
That's real.
I mean, two things. One, staggeringly cruel by the teacher to do that to you, but it's of a time,
he
so
was
I
right.
understand.
Yeah, I know, but he was right.
And
but he did fat shame.
He probably could have just taken you to one side and go, listen, fatty, we're going to have to chat, otherwise I'm going to make you run around a class with no top on. And you went, just try.
Yeah,
he went,
try that.
On you go.
Try that. I'd like to see that sign sealed and delivered.
Right, top off, around you go.
Yeah.
But so from one perspective, I mean, cruel, but from the other side, it actually had a huge effect on you to the positive.
It did.
And look at you now. Would you say you're inspired by your instructor or slightly afraid of your instructor?
No, I think he woke me up. I mean, it was a valuable lesson. However, it's a very cruel way to do it, definitely. I mean, a Manjaro jab would have been better.
Didn't have Manjaro in the dark 60s.
No, they didn't, did they?
No.
Yeah, see, this is where I failed. But no,
and also
it alerted me to the fact. I mean, my friend Amanda, she could have said, oh, Craig, if you're a bit worried about not fitting into your school uniform, I go to these classes. But no, I was made, you know.
An example
of someone to be humiliated and laughed at. But, you know, I'm resilient. And you should be too, Nathan, because just listen to the music and try and work with it.
Nathan, you're very lucky here because rarely does Craig take this much of an interest in anybody that's not reflecting in the mirror that he's looking at. And he has taken a special interest in you here, Nathan. And I this is the most empathy I've ever felt from Craig Revel-Horwood. So I would take these words of wisdom from his life experience and I'd use them because this is a lot. You're a very lucky boy.
Or give up the boxing.
And you could just give the whole thing up anyway.
Yeah, and go and do a jazz ballet class.
Do jazz ballet.
Indeed, that led me to classical, modern, tap, contemporary.
And then?
And fame.
And fame. I knew we'd get there in the end.
Right, well, thank you, Nathan. You've been adorable. Amazing. I wish you all the very best in trying to change your instructor's mind about the music.
We have moved on from Nathan's question.
Oh, have we?
I didn't realise that. But this is my point. You've taken a special interest in Nathan. Nathan's a very lucky boy.
Sounds fabulous. He's boxing. Just doesn't like the music.
Yeah, just doesn't like music.
And that, my darlings, is the gold standard. It is time for Judgy Much.
Quickfire judging wellness edition, and it's about to get just a little bit weird.
We've got the names of some wild hacks.
And we have to guess what they actually are. I have to tell you, good luck. Vampire facial.
Oh, that's where they inject blood into your face.
Slugging.
Oh. Is that where you put... Oh, no, they're not slugs. They're leeches.
No, it's not slugging. Sort of 18th century sort
of medical
advice.
You punch someone in the eye to give them a lift or...
Punch somebody in the eye to give them a lift.
Or you hit them across the cheeks to lift their cheekbones.
All right.
Slugging.
Biohacking.
Biohacking.
Yes.
Vomiting. Hacking.
Yeah.
Oh, induced with a toothbrush.
No, not vomiting. Nothing to do with vomiting.
Not hacking up.
No. Yeah.
Is it hacking into?
What?
Hacking into your skin. Here.
Is this a treatment? Pulling
it up.
Yeah.
Like when you know.
Oh, what, the
have a neck lift. Yeah.
Facelift.
And then it's one of those.
No.
Oh.
It's close though. Mewing.
You are such a bitch. Why do I get these on? Mewing. That's not mooing, but mewing. Mewing. I don't know what a mewing is. Is it something to do with the bum lift?
How did you know that?
Oh, maybe I've been mewed.
You've been mewed once or twice as well. So I'm led to believe. Okay, vampire facial, a skincare treatment that uses your own blood's healing components.
True.
Supposed to boost glow and skin repair.
That's right.
So I suspect they re-inject you with your own blood. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, they extract...
Blood spinning or something, put oxygen into it. It's a sort of form of blood spinning. You're not allowed to do that in the Tour de France. Slugging.
Here we go.
What did you say it was?
Where you hit someone on the cheekbones to raise the height of their cheekbones.
Sealing your nighttime skincare in with a very thick layer of something like petroleum jelly. Vaseline. You look a bit like a slug.
How does your skin breathe with Vaseline?
You do that and then do a bit of taping. You ain't making a night, let me tell you. Do a bit of taping and cover your skin in that.
And a nice furry pair of handcuffs. That sounds good.
Oh, hello.
Slip sliding around.
Take it off to a different
No one's screaming. Slippy. Lots of Vaseline. It's a win-win.
No one can hear you screaming. He cried. Biohacking. What did you say it was?
I thought I was putting a toothbrush down your thing to get thin.
These are not beauty aids. Experimenting with habits, tech or routines to optimize your health, energy and performance. What sort of performance are they referring to?
Oh, no. This is where you're using things that, you know, when you're washing powders, non-bio. God. It must have something about putting washing powder on your face to make it beautiful. You use the bio washing laundry liquid. Is it bathing in bio laundry liquid?
No!
Is that what I mean?
Experimenting with habits.
What sort of habits?
Well, I don't.
Like a nun's habit?
No, potentially. Pulled tight, so it takes the lines out of the face.
But you don't see it in the neck with a habit.
Mewing.
I said a bum lift. I don't know.
Holding your tongue against the roof of your mouth to improve posture.
You have made that.
And potentially your jawline over time.
Mewing.
Mewing. Just put your tongue.
Who would waste their money doing that? Just go and have a neck lift.
Improve your posture. Just stand up properly,
what?
For God's sake. You have to put your
classical ballet will improve your posture.
Hold your tongue against the roof of your mouth.
Well, you could do that quite easily if you get peanut butter in it.
What?
Peanut butter makes you sticks to the roof of your mouth. If you put peanut butter on the roof of your mouth, you'll constantly be trying to lick it off.
And that will improve your posture?
No, that will tighten all that a bit up. Can you see it moving?
Yeah. Yeah, you look. This looks better on you already.
Does it?
Yeah, it looks lifted. Someone go and get me a jar of peanut butter for Craig.
I might have a Bakewell tart instead.
I might have a Bakewell tart. Stick it to the roof of my mouth.
Well,
I feel I need
that
to improve
was
my
fun.
That was tremendous.
That was tremendous.
I think we could have done a little bit better than that.
Well, darlings, do you think you could have done better? Huh? Maybe you know your wellness trends a little bit better than us, eh?
I know. If you have any thoughts or any strong opinions, please, I love this, please let us know. You are everything to us because what you say matters to us.
Email us at judgmental@bowermedia.co.uk.
Or drop us a message, come on, at judgmental.pod on socials.
I like the dot pod.
Do you?
It's got a certain ring.
It does. I like it.
Darlings, it's time for Judging Me, Judging You, my favourite little part.
Uh-huh. When you send in your juicy confessions and we decide whether or not you're in the wrong or you're right. But we do it nicely, of course.
Excellent. Let's get on with it.
I've got it today, so I'm going to read it out. So here we go. For our engagement, my boyfriend's parents gave us a voucher for an experimental spa weekend. Already, I'm intrigued. I didn't really clock the word experimental. That's the one that drew me in. I assumed it meant something like extra fluffy robes, a fancy cucumber water situation. I don't know why you thought that.
No,
it turns
experimental.
Exactly. Those are not very experimental. It turns out it means something else entirely. I've looked into the retreat and it involves guided breathwork journeys, ice immersion resets, and sound bathing with gongs.
I now know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Which sounds less like relaxation and more like being gently haunted. There's also something called an emotional release session using herbal smoke, which I initially misread as incense and calm vibes.
I just
don't know why. It is not calm vibes. It is apparently smoke, intention, and a group of strangers trying to clear stagnant energy while you stand there wondering if you're supposed to be crying yet.
I feel like you're not taking this seriously.
I have to be honest with you, this is my favourite one we've had. I love this. Another activity is a silent nature alignment walk. And because it's from my boyfriend's parents, I can't even react normally. I have to keep pretending this sounds lovely instead of deeply concerning. Every time they mention it, they say things like, "You two deserve this." As though couples naturally bond through herbal smoke and synchronized emotional evacuation. So So now I'm stuck in that awkward space between gratitude and mild panic. Do we politely decline a gift that clearly meant well? Or do we go and risk discovering we are spiritually incompatible with herbal smoke and gong-based emotional excavation? Either way, I've learned something important. If a spa uses the word experimental, there is a strong chance you're about to be gently vibrated into someone else's idea of enlightenment. What do you think?
Sell the tickets on eBay and then go to Disneyland.
Yes.
I'd say. I mean, the thing is, all of that's well and good, but you've got to be in the right frame of mind. You know,
drunk.
To excavate everything that you've felt all through your life that's in your body and heart and soul.
Whilst
and
a have gong that is thrown
out to the world.
It's a lot.
So you're free of it.
Oh, no.
It's going to take longer than a weekend.
I tell you. Especially if you are, especially if it's a synchronized.
Even
emotional.
If you are smoking herbal remedies.
I think they're just in the background wafting. I don't think we're actually in, sort of inhaling.
So we're just doing this. Getting in the atmosphere. And generally it's clearing out the negative energy from the world around you and your aura.
But what if you're periodically asked to release what no longer serves us?
That's like going to the toilet and having a number two.
Oh, fair enough.
That no longer serves you.
No, it doesn't.
And you need to release it.
You're best to release it, yeah.
You know.
It's interesting the way they described it, as opposed to I think you shouldn't do a marketing ad for this, actually. I don't think you should do a PR campaign.
Sat on a toilet with the long roll of toilet roll.
Come to our experimental spa and have a number two whilst listening to whale music and
gongs.
And gongs being played.
I fell asleep. I went on one of those retreat things. And every time I went to that gong joint, I was literally...
I think that's something entirely different.
No, I was completely...
I think it's very 60s.
I was just completely out cold.
Yeah, I think
I laid down. As soon as my head hit that mat, I was snoring. I literally was.
You're in a complete place of relaxation.
And I'm sure those people that run those classes for chime.
You were clearing your stagnant energy. What you were doing.
No, we're all asleep and they're doing nothing, filing their nails.
So is there engagement gift from the
indoors? Oh no, that'll split up, darling. You'll never get married if you go there. No. You'll find out too much.
Too much release. I mean, you've got to keep a bit of
magic.
You'll
find out too much about him.
Yeah, I don't want to see the whole
And you'll
release.
Be horrified and shocked.
Often people start to cry in these things as well, don't they, with the release.
Well,
they do sort of...
You don't know what baggage he's got.
No.
And then you're going to find out. Yeah. I mean, it's best not to know all that. It's
no, God, I don't want to... Keep the magic.
It's better to get married, fall pregnant and just deal with it.
Yeah. Just be a lovely, happy family.
I don't know. I mean, obviously, you don't want to upset...
You don't want to be cynical
the mum and
these
dad.
Things.
And they probably think it's a very good idea. And you know what? It might be, but you need to be ready.
You need to be really wanting
to
be part
of it. No, you need
to
have a big glass of Sauvignon Blanc before you go, that's for sure, darling, before you listen to all of that. And you also have to be free to accept it.
You also have to know what most of it means. These things are just lots of words.
No, but I can explain. Give me something you're struggling with, and I'll tell you exactly what it means.
Here we go. Sound bathing with gongs.
Sound bathing with gongs is providing a vibratory force around you that eliminates all the unnecessary vibrations that are clogging one's mind, body, soul, and spirit. Next.
Silent nature alignment walk.
The silent nature alignment walk is a walk of alignment within yourself.
Silently.
On a pogo stick.
Oh, no. I don't believe the pogo.
I made that bit
okay. I like
that. No, but it's to make you nature at one and bring the earth and the body and the soul and the spirit together and align your...
Chakras?
Connectivity and kinetic energy.
Fantastic.
Anything else you're confused about? I'm a guru at all of this.
You
stuff.
Are a bit of a guru.
Yeah, I'd go, actually. I'd go. I'd find that. In fact, I'm instructing there.
Are you? You're doing a class. Well, I have to say,
I'll do the bells and whistle gong story with the tap class.
You can, yeah. Kick will change, punch. And here endeth the first lesson. That's a great place to end. Thank you very much for your wonderful story. We're desperate, desperate to know how it goes. So please let us know how it... I'm desperate to know. And then when you do tell us how it goes, let us know where it is.
Oh, yeah.
Because we know whether to avoid it or not.
And we can get you to come on the show.
Yes!
And you can sit right here, there. Darling. And you'll be able to tell us all about it.
You can tell us about your sound alignment walk. No, your silent alignment walk.
I think that's just probably in sketches.
Thank you, my loves, for tuning in to this fantastic episode of Judgmental.
Indeed. We'll be back next week, my loves, with even more drama, scandal, and truly astonishing levels of pettiness.
Until then, you can keep in touch with us at judgmental@bowermedia.co.uk.
Or find us strutting our stuff at judgmental.pod on socials.
I've been Anton Dubek.
And I, of course, am Craig Revel-Hornwood.
See you next time.